This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 2. It says there, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." End of quote. Bible, the only authoritative word of God, says the living God created everything we see around us. The earth, heavens, people, animals, birds, fish, various types of trees and fruits, all are created by the living God in heaven. Our today's insight also says the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep when it was originally created. The Spirit of God was hovering over the deep waters. This means the land was not yet inhabitable for humankind. The remaining verses of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis chapter 1, says how God prepared this land for the inhabitation of the first man and his wife Adam and Eve. Verse 2 describes the role of God, or the Spirit of God, in the creation history. God formed the land to a beautiful place to live in by His powerful word, and it is illustrated in the following verses of the first chapter. You can read all those details in that chapter. The same God who prepared the earth from formlessness, emptiness, and darkness to a beautiful, filled with order, this beautiful world. The one who created this beautiful world, the living God, wants to have friendship and fellowship with you. Beloved, He can do the same thing in your personal life as well. Are you confused or brokenhearted? Are you facing darkness, chaos, and problems in your life today? Do you know, as much as my heart goes after you, I also want to remind you this fact, that you are not alone. Many, many, many people face different types of agonies and difficulties in this world. This is part of living in a fallen world because of the sin problem that we have in this world. However, do you know the Creator God is the perfect solution for all of our problems? The Bible says in the book of Psalms 34:15, God keeps an eye on His friends. His ears pick up every mourning and groaning. End of quote. Message Bible. The loving God asks you to come to Him in prayer with your problems. The Lord God can speak a word and all problems will go away like a flash. Remember, He called everything into existence by His word. He can also start a fresh breeze of restoration and healing process in your life. He knows how to refresh and restore your troubled soul with His powerful word, as He did to King David. David testifies in Psalms 23 verse 3, "He restores my soul." Such is the power of God and His Holy Spirit. Beloved, the restoration and healing of God are available in and through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 53:5, "He was pierced for your transgressions. He was crushed for your iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds you are healed." It is simple. God heals you and restores you when you come to Jesus Christ, His Son, who died in your place for all of your sins. Yes, God is the expert to birth beauty from chaos. He did at the beginning of creation. He still does it in personal lives. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I understand you created this beautiful universe. In this beautiful and organized manner, you did this by your powerful word. I believe and trust in you and in your power. I know Bible says Jesus Christ came into this world to rescue me and grant me forgiveness and eternal life. I know in Jesus there is healing and restoration for my soul. Lord, I bring my problems to you today. Why don't you go ahead and describe your problem in prayer right now? I'll give you a few minutes. Lord, I pray to help and deliver me from my problem with the same almighty power you exercised to create this universe from nothing. Thank you, Lord, for helping and delivering me. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.